Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. Are you ready to be a rock star? Achieve incredible success in your life, business, and career? Learn the inside scoop on how these rockstar achievers have jumped over hurdles, plowed through roadblocks, scaled their dreams to great heights, and made powerful changes within their communities. And here's your Rockstar Achievers host, Catherine M. White, the Rockstar Maker and founder of Accelerated Results 365.
Welcome to our episode of Rockstar Achievers with our special guest, Tracy Warren, founder of InSpark Coworking. Tracy believes community is the key to success in both life and a business. As a community creator and connector, InSpark Coworking was exactly the right business for her to open. Every day, she gets to do what she loves by connecting with and supporting women in business, hands-on. And it's so much more than that. She is a rabid supporter and loving truth-teller. She's excited to cheer you on when you are successful and encourage you when you need a gentle nudge. Most days, you will likely find her quoting some random movie line or breaking into song based on your conversation with her, or laughing out loud at something she found funny. Ultimately, she believes we are better. Together, and co-working is just one part of that. Tracy, welcome to today's show.
Ooh, I'm honored to be here.
It's an honor to have you. You know, I really, one of the things that I love about doing these shows is I learn so much about people that I thought I knew pretty well. And as I read your bio, and it mentioned that you like to break into or add into the conversation quotes from movies and or break into song, I'm like, oh, I do that too. especially the song part. Love it.
It tells you a lot about someone if you quote a movie, but then they're like, oh, I get it. Especially if it's something totally random, like Fifth Element or something. That's mm-hmm. one of my favorite movies.
Uh-huh.
And then it just builds this special kinship immediately.
Absolutely. You're like, oh, we have something in common. So what a great way to, or a great piece of you building community.
In the goofiest way ever, yeah.
And yeah, well, and your goofiness, that's so you, and that's what makes you you, that's what makes you unique and absolutely amazing. And with that being said, the first thing I would like to do is have you share with us about your co-working space. First of all, what is co-working exactly?
Well, co-working is, it's like a gym membership, but for shared workspace. So people pay a membership fee, they come in, we have desks and tables and where you can just sit and get work done, not by yourself, but surrounded by other people. But ultimately, more than that, it is really about the community aspect. Like the people here, yes, we're all working on our own businesses and build friendships at the same time, which is pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm. And when I first learned about your co-working space, I had a lot of hesitancies and stories. You know how we all create our stories about what that is and what that means. And one of the stories that I had in my mind was, you're going in this place and you're sharing this workspace with other people. How in the world do you get anything done? And much to my surprise, and you can share a little bit about that, but I can say from my experience, much to my surprise, as I was there, it was actually so peaceful. And there were definitely opportunities if you wanted to connect with others, that was there. But I got so much work done at that when I came in and I sat down and I utilized your space.
Well, that's one of the things we hear all the time from people who it's their first time in a co-working space, they get done with the day and they say, I can't believe how much I got done. And ultimately, I mean, there are a lot of people who feel like you that, oh, there's going to be so many people there, it's going to be loud. And it's kind of remarkable that even when there's 10, 15, 20 people working here, that it stays quiet. And that's because we're working. Like, that's what we do here, we work. And yes, there, we have our moments where, okay, it's lunchtime, and so there's an impromptu lunch gathering in the little kitchen area, which has a little bit of a rumble to it, but most of the time it's so quiet, and you know, everybody has earbuds or headphones, and so that they can kind of check out of the white noise if they need to.
Mm-hmm. What do you, I've seen more and more co-working spaces are popping up all over the place. And what would you say, or do you feel, sets you apart from all of those other spaces?
Well, I think for us, so I don't know a lot about the other spaces. I know that our emphasis here is on community and connection and fun. Those are three of my top core values. And so the community aspect, what makes that beautiful here is that there's no receptionist, and there never will be. When someone walks in the door, because we are a community, either I greet them or someone else greets them. Like, everyone here feels responsible for the space in a way.
Mm-hmm.
That if I'm not here, anyone else who's here can give a tour or answer questions, or, but that's just kind of the atmosphere we've created. And as such, it makes it a really safe place to be. We don't have people behaving badly here. I've heard some stories. But that's really the difference, is we want to know who's working side by side with us, even if they have their headphones on most of the time. It's, hey, you're new here. We haven't met yet. That kind of thing, that kind of energy, that we want to know who's working in our space with us. And to support one another, like making introductions. And I think part of that is the me factor, that's who I am. I want to make connections for people. And so that's just naturally, contagious here. I know, I hate to use it.
At this time, especially, right?
I was going to say infectious. All the words would have to do with a virus. So, but it's just, it's the culture here.
Mm-hmm. So, and what I hear in that, in addition to the community and relationship building, is that by you providing that type of structure or environment where everybody feels responsible for, this is my community, I'm responsible for everybody who walks in the door, I'm responsible to know who I'm working with, I'm responsible to welcome everyone and make sure that they feel comfortable and that they're brought into this community. In addition to that, you're also allowing them a space and the ability to feel like, this is mine. This is my space. I'm responsible for it, and take ownership in that.
Absolutely. It would be, I think this really is a differentiator of this space as opposed to some other spaces, because I know that in a lot of other co-working spaces that it's just a place for people to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the community aspect might not be as big of a deal as it is here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you decide on creating this? And how did you decide that community was going to be an important part of what you do?
Well, so it's actually kind of a funny story, because I was at this event And I have always talked about creating community, but when I was running a social media marketing company before this, it was about creating community online.
Mm-hmm.
And I also was working from home and feeling completely isolated. And so I was at this event, and we had to talk about what we desire. And unbeknownst to me, what I said out loud was, I desire to open a co-working space. And it seemingly came out of nowhere. I think a seed was planted years ago when I went into my first, the first time I went into a co-working space. And I thought, this is amazing. But it had just been sitting there in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so just the opportunity to say it out loud. And then I came home and started to figure out what that would look like, and where that would be. I mean, I've never run a brick and mortar. This is completely different than anything I've ever done. And it's also been the most challenging thing I've ever done. And rewarding, right? Like, it all goes together, but we've been open 2 years, and tomorrow it'll be 2 years and 11 months. And wow, what a journey. And yet I look around, so in the spirit of community, I look around at like a lunch gathering where there's four people sitting at a table who wouldn't have met each other except for InSpark. And that makes me feel really proud.
Mm-hmm. So what a great story. And what I really love about that is that by you speaking it out loud, that's what made this a reality for you.
Well, yes. And I also have been aware that I need to watch myself when I do that, because I was chatting with somebody about 6 months ago and I said, I couldn't possibly grow my co-working space and plan a conference. And I was like, oh no. I just said conference out loud. What the heck is that? And lo and behold, I started planning a conference. And then things went a little sideways with the conference planning.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're going to talk about in a minute.
Well, why wait? Tell us more. What happened?
So I had, I signed a contract already with the hotel. This event was going to happen April 3rd. And then in November, I went to the doctor for a routine mammogram. And lo and behold, I have breast cancer. So needless to say, the conference is on hold. And while I go through treatment, which is what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. How has that been for you? Coming into this new journey for you, this new journey of your life, how has that impacted your business? Tell us a little more.
You know, it's really interesting because when I went to the doctor for a follow-up ultrasound, and they said that it was probably cancer, but the first person I wanted to talk to was my husband, obviously. But I had to come back to InSpark because all of my stuff was here. And just the support here, like this is where I want to be. These are my people. And they have been, like, four of them got together and they made a schedule for who would open the space every day if I couldn't be here. And so I went from being here 50 hours a week to now I'm here about 30 a week, if not less than that, just because of my energy. But this, like, knowing that InSpark is being taken care of even when I'm not here gives me so much peace. And it's helping me let go of control, which might be a challenge for me at times.
Yeah, I think a lot of us struggle with that at times.
And just learning, like knowing and listening to my body and knowing like, okay, I can't be here, or that kind of thing. Just knowing my limits, which is also hard for me because I want to just keep going and going, and I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Have you ever experienced the thought, or maybe questioned yourself? Maybe you have to take a step away from the business. Maybe this business isn't right for you. Maybe you should shut it down. You know, all those maybes, what ifs. Do you ever go through that?
Well, I have not gone through that as a result of this diagnosis. I definitely went through that a lot in the first 2 years of being open, because the challenge that I didn't know existed, or an obstacle that I didn't know existed, was that people didn't know what co-working was.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first co-working space in my county, which is just north of Seattle. And so that was an obstacle I didn't know I needed to overcome. And so there were a lot of financial challenges those first 2 years. And those don't exist anymore. So no, I think I can't imagine not having InSpark be a part of my business. What I'm doing now is, yes, InSpark is my primary business right now, and I'm launching something new this year, which is in development and trying to figure it out, but also around building community and helping other people learn how to build community.
Mm-hmm. So in those, you said that, I mean, you just shared about the challenge, some of the challenges of getting started. How did you get through that? And what kept you doing it? What got you to the point that you're at now?
What kept me doing it? Some days I have no idea. honestly, there were weeks, probably months, where I cried every single day because I just didn't know how I was going to do it. I also knew that I was not going to fail, like whatever that looked like. But in the end, where it all came together was asking for help and really relying on my community. That I was chatting with a friend, and she's like, Tracy, people care about what's happening, and you need to let them know that it's a struggle. And the key is, you know, how do you share a struggle without sounding like the sky is falling?
Mm-hmm.
But every time I reached out and asked for help in honest and not catastrophic ways, it made a huge difference, which just... it was confirmation that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Uh-huh. And now that you've been doing this for nearly 3 years,
crazy,
you made it through those first two horrific years, and now you get to experience more of the joy, the rewarding part of it. Looking back, how do you feel about what you've created?
You know, honestly, I sometimes sit back, like that lunch conversation, and I sit back and I just go, I did this. Like, I didn't do it alone, but I spoke this into existence. And I persevered, and I inspire people with my courage or whatever, and that's a weird one for me to wrap my brain around. And I want to be clear with people that if I inspire you, that's awesome. But what did I inspire you to do? Like, motivation are cheap. Like, I want people to take action because of what they've seen me do or what they've seen other women do. Like, it's, I feel like saying, wow, you're so inspiring is, it's easy to say. But, like, great, take action because of being inspired. Take action because someone else showed you what courage looked like. That women, especially, taking more action is what's going to make a difference going forward in our local communities and beyond.
And when you talk about making a difference in our community, what does that difference look like? Like, what kind of difference do you want to make?
You know, I said to my husband recently, somebody just went in and paid in a local school district. They paid like $6,000 of lunch money that was due, that was owed. And I'm like, I want to do that. Like, things that will better our community. Like, we have in our area, we have a huge homeless problem. We have kids that go without food. We have kids that don't have clothes. And I feel like me making more money allows me to dig into that stuff. And, you know, if that means running a clothing drive for Clothes for Kids, or if we do a food drive for the people who provide weekend lunches for families around here, like, that, like, money gives us power to do more things that will impact the community. And I think a lot of women struggle with, like, I don't want to make too much money. It's like, but money gives us the ability to make choices. And yes, do I want to take another, do I want to take more vacations and whatever? Sure. But that's not what motivates me. What motivates me is being able to make a difference in the smallest and biggest ways, right? Like, it doesn't take much to make an impact on someone's life if we just stop and recognize that we are humans dealing with other humans, and spreading a little bit of kindness around doesn't take a whole lot of energy, and it doesn't take away from me.
Right.
I don't know if I answered the question. I went on a little tangent. You know, the other thing about co-working making a difference is that we're more isolated, I think. A lot of people are more isolated than they've ever been because they work from home. They sit behind their computer screens, and they're desperately trying to connect with people, whether that be social media or whatever. But I think that the digital age that we're in makes human, like, belly-to-belly, eye-to-eye contact all the more important. Like, you can't get a hug from a computer, that I feel like that's where community is even more important. That, you know, it's staggering the numbers that are out there around depression and when people are being diagnosed with depression. And for a lot of people, a solution to depression is being around other people and having real live conversations with people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as we wrap up here, Tracy, what would, or do you have any final tips or advice that you would like to give to our listeners?
You know, honestly, if I were to say one thing, if you take a second and think of somebody that, think of who's the first person that comes to mind, pick up the phone and call them. That's what I would say. Because they want to hear from you.
And you never know the impact that that one phone call will make,
oh,
right?
Oh, goodness. Exactly.
Excellent. Well, that That was great. Thank you so much, Tracy, for sharing with us. You are definitely a woman of courage and strength and an amazing example to all of us through everything that you've gone through, everything that you're going through, and of course, your business and the way you've designed it and the bringing into it the importance of community, because like you said, we are missing so much of that human contact right now. And that is what we need. That is going to help a lot of the problems that we have in our world today.
For sure, for sure. Oh, I so appreciate you asking me to be here.
You're welcome. And for our listeners, if you would like to learn more about Tracy and InSpark Coworking, please visit her website at www.insparkcoworking.com. You may also email her at tracy@insparkcoworking.com, and that's Tracy spelled T-R-A-C-E-Y.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you're ready to reach incredible levels of success in your life, business, and career, start your journey now at www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at acceleratedresults365.com.